Barry DePlessis coming to you live from PCA 2024, day two coverage, beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm here with none other than Eric Bay of Black Star Line. Eric, I told you I was going to miss you this year. How you doing, sir?
Oh, good, man. Good to meet you in person.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much for making some time for us this morning.
Oh, of course.
Day one in the books. How did it go for you?
It was good. I didn't watch the sales part because I was getting blasted with interviews. So I think I did like eight of them yesterday. So
intensely.
Yeah. So it was a busy day for me on my side, you know, what I do. So I just smile and talk about cigars.
Spread the love, spread the message. So it's really exciting to be here with you. It's a milestone year for you.
Yeah. Fifth year, five years
in the business. You know, a lot of people don't get to five.
Right.
And Coop and I have this theory that when people get around this age, this is the pinnacle moment, and you've hit it and everything. And what a great cigar that you're releasing to the public in celebration of that. Maron.
Yeah, Maron. Yep. Through La Zona.
And through La Zona factory. Mm-hmm. And you got to work with Hector Alfonso on this blend. So tell us a little bit about that project.
It was a good project. It's a Sumatra wrapper, Nicaraguan binder and fillers. 6x50 is the size. It's a special size that would be made for Oakland Tobacconists in Yucaipa, California. So that size is a 6.5x48 box press with a closed foot. So, but that's being exclusively sold through Oakland Tobacconist. So they're actually taking part in my 5th year anniversary too. So,
oh, fantastic.
So it's cool. So, you know, so I was really pleased to be able to do that special size for them.
Terrific. So they have special size for them, but the regular size will be available to all your
to the masses, and that's a 6x50. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in honor of 5 years, I mean, let's just kind of walk through the portfolio. You and I talked about this course when I had the opportunity to interview you, but you take a really very special approach to a lot of your blends. Well, you've added a couple of vitolas here and there.
Yeah.
You kind of start off with a signature vitola in each blend.
Corona.
Yeah. So walk us through why that is that's the size that you gravitate towards.
It's 6x46. It's just one of my favorite sizes, bro. Outside of a Lancero. And a lot of people don't smoke Lancero, so my next best option was to go with a Corona, because a lot of people will smoke a Corona, you know. So, but I always like to keep the filler scale down if I can. I do have some Gordos. I do. I don't smoke them, but I have them for those that like to smoke that type of cigar. But I like the smaller ring gauges because you're getting more flavor and strength out of the cigars. So, and a lot more characteristics out of them.
Absolutely. So, 5 years down, then looking towards the next 5 years, what's something that you would like to see what's something you'd like to see grow from Black Star Line here in the next 5 years?
More accounts, more reps that are good. Like Albert Cisneros, he's a great rep for me. JJ is a good rep, and so is Doug. So I have three of them now. I'd like to get some more reps. I'd like to get up to, we're at roughly about 100 accounts. If I can get up to like 250 or so, that's good, manageable number,
you know.
And then just keep filling in my supporting cast. I got some great people now. I'd like to add a few more in to, you know, help me make the company grow.
Slow and steady wins the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited what's come down from in the first 5 years, obviously.
Yeah, man.
As they say, though, that is a lustrum. So so we look forward to the next 5 years to round out an amazing decade of Black Star Line.
Yes, sir.
So celebrate with Maron from La Zona Factory, blended by you and Hector Alfonso. Yep. Fantastic work. And we're looking excited for that release. When can we expect to see that on the shelf?
June? Yeah, right around June. So, they've actually been done rolling them. So they're just in the aging room.
Yep, just ready to go.
Oh, yeah. So they're in there cooking, brother. Yep. And then they're going to be ready by, like I said, right around June, maybe mid-June.
Fantastic. Mm. Well, we'll look to June to celebrate 5 years along with you and join the celebration with you.
And there's something special, another special one that's coming right around that time, too.
Okay.
I did a special blend for Cigar Dojo.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be released sometime June, July, or somewhere in there. Probably July.
Okay. Any other insights you can share there?
Not right now.
Okay, so partnership with our good friends in media and Cigar Dojo, that'll be coming in June as well. So really excited stuff.
It is for Maginorsa, I can tell you that.
Okay, fantastic, wonderful. So another one from one of your partners there at Maginorsa. So great stuff there. So awesome. Well, Eric, thank you so much for your time today. Anytime, here's to 5 years. Here's to the next 5, sir.
Anytime, bro.
We'll get it done. Yep. Black Star Line Cigars, Eric Bay, everybody. We'll see you soon.